Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel 13, we were taught that as the Lord increased Saul, Saul started trusting more in himself and doing things in his own way instead of trusting God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I've seen churches that used to be fundamental right down the line, had a strong music standard, and now they've gone with the contemporary movement, and they have their little rock music deals, you know, on campus. And I remember people saying, the kids don't want to sing those old songs. And a lot of times they weren't old songs, it's just they were written after the style of hymns or of spiritual songs. But now, that's not that they want songs that are new today. It's they want songs that are after the spirit of the age today. And so they want, instead of spiritual songs and hymns, they want to have the sound of the nightclub, whether it's a honky-tonk or whether it's the country, the rock and roll or what have you. They want that kind of music going on. But you know what? As they gather together, I've had people tell me, if you ever watch your kids sing y'all's songs, they just kind of sit there and move their lips and that's it. Well, as I have looked at a few of these videos, I see that when the congregation is singing and it's just young people, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing. Now, sometimes they'll get excited when they see one of the, I should say, entertainers on stage, a start making gyrations with their body that have sexual overtones in them, then you'll see them start singing more. They'll just start clapping more and shouting, but they're not shouting glory to the Lord. They're saying, wow. And so, again, what have they done? Well, they have decided that the age has progressed, Satan has progressed, and now the power of the devil is so much greater than the Holy Spirit of God that young people cannot be won through the foolishness of preaching. And it's so interesting. They want to win them. What win them to what? Are you wanting to win them to repentance and faith? Are you wanting their lives to be converted? If that's what you're wanting to win them to, then my friend, putting them in the same lifestyle they're already in, only cleaning up the words a little bit, does not change them. It doesn't make a difference in their life. Men have to be called to repentance. If they're old enough to understand they need to be saved, they're old enough to have the truth. What we need to do is give our own selves to purity, the purity of God, to the Spirit of God. We need to give ourselves to prayer, to fasting. We've got to give ourselves to living by this precious Word of God. Now, we often are called legalists, but really, the world of religion out there is more of a legalist than we are. For example, religion says, I do all these good works, therefore I'm accepted by God. I do community service, and I care for the poor, and I give to this. I'm accepted by God. And even the rock music I sing has the name of Jesus in it. I'm accepted by God. The Christian says that is truly saved, the gospel, rather than religion, says, I am no good. I'm a sinner. And Jesus died to save me. He loved me. And he was buried and he rose from the dead 3 days later. He did all the work to save my soul. Therefore, I obey him. And I want to do that which is pleasing unto him because I love him. And so when I have standards, it's not only because it's according to his word, but it's because I love the Lord. If you're going to have right standards, they'll be very high, they'll be very holy, but they'll be based in the love of God. And Man likes to rationalize, but understand, God scrutinizes the heart. And so when men aren't willing to pay the price to have the power of God, the next thing they do is they turn to the arm of flesh. If you ever want to see what God thinks of the arm of flesh to try to accomplish his work, just turn to the book of Jeremiah, go to chapter 17, and look at verse 5. Because there we read this, "Thus saith the Lord God, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." So instead of trusting God, trusting his way, ways that have been listed in his word, that which is holy, that which is distinctive from the world, they go this other direction. And what's it doing? Well, it's bringing your children and your grandchildren on a hotline to hell. And so I hope that you understand that and know that and decide, you know what? I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to be behind it. God had made King Saul strong. He had blessed Saul. But as often is the case, pride enters the picture. Any promotion or attainment in life of the local church must be seen as from the hand of God and his great grace. Don't begin to trust in the flesh and say, it's the program we have. Listen, God has blessed the church of which I'm pastor, Central Baptist Church. It's not because I'm the pastor. It's because God is who he is, and he honors his word when his word is taught and preached. But we don't look at the blessings of God as the numbers. We look at the blessings of God as the truth flows freely in this place. Now, you must understand, you will be tried in the position in which God has placed you. And you'll be tempted to be lifted in pride and lean on your own understanding. And whatever you try to do for God, it will be easy to be tempted to say, look at me. Hey, look what I've accomplished. And that's when you're headed for trouble. Consider these scriptures. In Matthew 6:27, Jesus says, "Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?" You know, the Lord could do that. And he could add a cubit to my stature. And I would hope up and not out. I can't afford any more out. But the Lord can do that. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Well, you know, you begin to say, "I'm going to do it my way, look what I did," then you'll find out that sometimes God can change the outcome of the best laid plans. In Luke chapter 17, verses 7 through 10, the Lord says, "Which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by, when he has come from the field, 'Go and sit down to meat,' and will not rather say unto him, 'Make ready wherewith I may sup and gird myself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink?' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do.'" Now, isn't that very interesting? We do a work, and God has called us to do that work, and if something, what we'd say is a good thing or a good accomplishment happens, man, we're ready to take credit for it. I've noticed people in churches now that are on the platform, whether it's singing, playing an instrument, or even preaching or speaking, they seem to enjoy if people will clap, give them an applause, more than they do if somebody says amen. Well, why is that? Because applause says, man, you're good. Boy, you're a good singer. Oh, man. Hey, boy, look what you did. Amen says, so be it. Hallelujah says, praise be unto the Lord. Glory unto the Lord. And so when somebody sings and it's something of God and we want God to have praise for it, we seem to, in this day, find people that are backing down. Now, they want applause. And they'll say, hey, why don't you applaud Christ? Yet they are basking in the applause. And again, that goes back to that old filthy sin that brought down the fall of Adam and Eve, that filthy sin of pride. If you allow your heart to be lifted up in self-confidence, my friend, you're headed for a big fall. And this is what they were warned of in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, where the Holy Spirit, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. God will never forsake those who trust him and are little in their own eyes. Don't get involved in the church or in a ministry and then become a prima donna, expecting people to treat you as if you were the king of the nation. Now, if you know God called you to teach, preach, sing, or any other ministry, then understand you have his holy anointing. Now think of this. If you're saved, you have the very Holy Spirit of God in you. As a matter of fact, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, we're told. So if you say, I don't have the Holy Spirit, that means you're not saved, because you cannot have the Spirit of Christ without being saved, and you can't be saved without having the Holy Spirit of Christ. So, as saved people, since we already have the Spirit, let's walk in the Spirit. Let's walk in obedience to the Spirit of God, which comes through obedience to his Word. And by that, then you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So having that, and the revealed Word of God, and his will, which you pray and you seek as to how he'd have you to serve him, then you must become a committed Christian and allow his will and his Word, and yea, even his timing, to become an absolute and an unconditional law of our life. Look back at 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 17. There we read this. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, now he's speaking to Saul, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. The Lord gave him an anointing for a special work. Now, if you were a Jew, and you had the chance to be the king of Israel, and things would flourish in that country. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.